This is Brother Gino with the Pastor's Study. Thank you once again, one and all, for joining me for the Pastor's Study. We're going to be looking at a verse of Scripture on the Pastor's Study in 1 Corinthians chapter number 15 in verse number 10. I invite you to turn there with me in your Bibles. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 10 will be our departure point for our study. The Word of God says, "But by the grace of God, I am what I am. In His grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me." What I want you to notice is how the Apostle Paul uses the word grace three times in this one verse. Amen. He says, "But by the grace of God, I am what I am." In His grace, that's God's grace, Paul's saying, "and His grace was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me." Grace has been defined as receiving something you don't deserve, amen. Also, another definition is grace has been defined as God's unmerited favor. As we see God's riches, amen, God's riches at Christ's expense. God's riches at Christ's expense. The Apostle Paul in this verse attributes God's grace to three things, which we want to examine on the Pastor's Study. Number one, we'll see, is position. Position. The Apostle Paul said in verse 10, "But by the grace of God I am what I am." Well, what was Paul? What was Paul's position because of God's grace? In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 8, he says he was one born out of due time. Amen. In fact, Paul realized he was a saved sinner by God's grace, because he penned these words in Ephesians chapter 2 and verses 8 and 9. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Amen. So Paul makes it clear. The reason that he was saved, that he was born again, wasn't anything that he had done. Amen. But God had done it all for him through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." So Paul makes it very clear. It's through the grace of God he is. He says, "By the grace of God, I am what I am." Paul was an apostle of Jesus Christ because of the grace of God. In Romans chapter 1 and verse 1, tells us Paul was a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God. Amen. See, he was separated from his sin. Amen. You have to be separated not only from something, but to something. Amen. He was separated from his sin unto the gospel of grace. Amen. To be a preacher of the gospel of grace, the grace that saves, God's grace. If we look in 1 Corinthians in chapter number 11 and verse number 1, the Bible tells us that Paul was a follower. Amen. A follower. A lot of the new perverted Bibles says imitator, amen. To imitate someone is a lot different than being a follower, amen. Paul wasn't just going through the motions or going through the gestures of Jesus Christ, but Paul was actually following the example that Christ had left. He says in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse number 1, Paul says, "But be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ." Paul clearly says that's who he's following. And he's telling the believers at Corinth, continue to follow me as long as I'm following Christ and Christ's example. When I stop doing that, amen. And of course, that goes for any man of God, amen. We're to love our pastors, amen. But when they stop following Christ, that's when you should stop following the man, amen. Paul also, we're looking at Paul's position as a result of God's grace. We've seen that he was a saved sinner. He was a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ. He was a follower of Christ. And also Paul was the apostle to the Gentiles. Look it with me in Acts chapter 26. All because of God's grace. If you and I, my dear friend, are going to accomplish anything for God, it's going to be by His grace. Amen? Acts chapter 26 in verses 15 through 18. And Paul's appearing here before Agrippa. And he says, "And I said, Who art thou, Lord?" He's telling Agrippa about his experience on the road to Damascus. Amen. And he said, "And I said, Who art thou, Lord?" And he said, "I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. But rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen and of those things in which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles unto whom now I send thee, to open their eyes." See, Jesus says, "I'm going to ascend you to the Gentiles. To open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me." If you think about it, as a born-again believer, as a Christian, that's what our ministry is too, the ministry of reconciliation, amen? We're to open people's eyes with the Word of God as we give them the truth. And through the ministering of the Word of God and the work of the Holy Spirit, amen, that some will turn from the darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive the forgiveness of sins, amen, and an inheritance that's waiting for them. We're looking at Paul's position as a result of the grace of God. Now, what was Paul's position before he was saved by the grace of God? Notice his testimony before Agrippa again in that same chapter of Acts 26 and verses 9 to 12. He tells Agrippa, this is what he was before he was saved. "I verily thought with myself that I ought to do many things contrary to the name of Jesus of Nazareth, which thing I also did in Jerusalem. And many of the saints did I shut up in prison, having received authority from the chief priest. And when they were put to death, I gave my voice against them. Paul persecuted Christians, amen. Put them to death, amen. Was on the road to Damascus, had the authority to bring back Christians, amen. He says in verse 11 of Acts 26, and I punished them off in every synagogue, and compelled them to blaspheme. And being exceedingly mad against them, I persecuted them even unto strange cities. Whereupon, as I went to Damascus with authority and commission from the chief priests. Amen. Yes, he did things contrary to Jesus Christ. Amen. He persecuted the Christians. That's why Ananias there, when God told him to go find Saul, amen, and so forth and so on, he says, you sure, God? This is a guy that's been persecuting us, amen. And of course, God told Ananias, don't worry about it. I know what I'm doing, amen. Look at Paul's testimony before Timothy. In 1 Timothy with me, chapter number 1. 1 Timothy chapter number 1, in verses 12 and 13 of 1 Timothy 1. I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. Amen. That's who puts a man into the ministry. It's God. It's Christ. Amen. And gives him what he needs to be that to be a pastor or an evangelist. Who was before, now Paul's describing himself to Timothy, he says about himself, who was before, in other words, Christ took me, this is how I was before, and put me in the ministry. Who was before a blasphemer, a persecutor, and injurious, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. So, Paul was a real bad person, amen. He was a sinner, amen. He was a dirty, rotten, hell-bound sinner before he was saved by grace through faith, amen. So Paul knew exactly what he was talking about, amen, when he declared in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, he says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. That's Paul, the blasphemer, the persecutor, the one who was injurious to the Christians, amen. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. That's why sometimes we see Christians and they talk a great game, amen. But are they really saved? Are they saved? Are they born again? Paul says he knew what he was before and he knows what he is now, and it's only by the grace of God, amen. Paul often reminded fellow believers when they acted prideful of their position before being saved by God's grace. In fact, he reminds the Corinthian believers. Look with me in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verses 9 through 11. What he reminds the Corinthians, I believe, you know, they were getting high on the horse. Hey, we're Christian, we're saved, we're born again, la, 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 da. We have all these great things in Christ. But look at what he tells them. He says, I know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate. That's homosexuals, amen, that's perverts, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor executioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And he says, in such were some of you. He reminds them of their position before they were born again, before they were saved by grace through faith, amen. And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. He reminds them. So we see, number one, in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 10, we see Paul's attributes his position to God's grace. Again, he says, by the grace of God, I am what I am. Second of all, we want to look at his position. Paul talks about his position as a result of God's grace. He says, his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. Paul tells us not only by God's grace is he saved, an apostle of Jesus Christ, a servant, but also the same grace has been given to him or bestowed upon him. And Paul tells us God's grace was not wasted on him, was not in vain. Paul used God's grace that was bestowed upon him, amen, in a mighty way. And we see that evident in the activities of Paul. We know the following about the Apostle Paul. That number one, he wrote most of the New Testament, amen. And it was only by the grace of God that was bestowed upon him, that possession, amen, that was bestowed upon him, amen, that he was able to do that. We know also that Paul went on 3 missionary journeys, amen. No, they didn't have airplanes back then. They didn't have all these creature comforts, amen. He didn't have a nice car to ride in as he went from place to place, no. But he went because of the grace of God that was bestowed upon him. He went on 3 missionary journeys. And what was the result? Many people were saved, amen, by the preaching of the gospel of grace, amen. Many people who, folks came from Europe. Paul went over there on his missionary journey, and amen, and the gospel was brought to what we know as Europe, amen. And we see not only was many people saved by the preaching of the gospel of grace, but we also see that many local churches were started by the Apostle Paul. And many men were trained for the ministry as a result of Paul and his missionary journeys. Amen. And you say, wow, and this guy was ill too. Remember he prayed to the Lord 3 times to remove that thorn in his flesh. But God told him, my grace, Paul, is sufficient for you. That grace that I bestowed upon you, Paul, will get you through this infirmity. Amen. I'm not going to take it away, but I've given you the grace to get through it. Amen. So we see that Paul couldn't accomplish what he did because of his arm of flesh. No way. He couldn't have done that. It was only by God's grace, amen, that was bestowed upon Paul by God. He says, again, in his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain. My dear friend, can you make that same statement? Not only are you saved by grace, amen, saved by grace through faith, but also God's grace has been bestowed upon you not only to save you, but to give you power to accomplish something for him. Are you wasting it, amen? Are you wasting it, or are you going to do something for him, amen? Not that God needs you to do anything for him at all, amen. He just lets us get in on the blessing. He lets us to participate, amen? But a lot of Christians, they just want to sit on the old bench, amen, and get their backside warm, amen? So Paul attributes his power to God's grace, number 2. Number 3, we want to see, that's number 2, he attributes his possession to God's grace. Finally, number 3, God attributes his power to God's grace. He says in 1 Corinthians 15:10, "But I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me." Paul tells us that the reason, again, that he was able to do all that he did, amen, was because of the grace of God. And he reminds us of this over and over and over again in his epistles. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, in verse number 1. 1 Corinthians 2, verse number 1, Paul says, "And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God." Paul's telling us it wasn't because he was a great orator, amen, or he had a lot of wisdom, no. "For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and fear and much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power." The only reason someone could say was by the power of the Word of God and the power, the Holy Spirit power, that Paul had as a result of being saved. No one could say because Paul was a great orator or he had these great pearls of wisdom, amen. No. It's because he had the power of God. Amen. Remember, Jesus promised the apostles that they would receive Holy Spirit power to be witnesses unto me. Amen. This is what we're talking about here. This is what each and every born-again believer has, is that power to be witnesses for Christ. Paul also reminds Timothy of this. Timothy, you have the power too. 1 Timothy with me. Chapter 1. In 1 Timothy chapter 1, or 2 Timothy chapter 1, in verse number 1, 2 Timothy 1, verses 7 and 9, he says, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." By the way, that's a great verse if you're being gripped by fear, amen. Remember, fear doesn't come from God, it comes from the devil. But be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God. Then he says, "Who hath saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works." See, God didn't call us, again, he's reminding Timothy about anything that we've done for him, amen. "But according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began." He's telling Timothy, you got the power of Christ because of God's grace, amen, that he's bestowed upon you. And he's telling him, boy, don't waste it, amen. Don't just sit there. Use it, amen. You get the power. Looking at 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 5. We read, "For our gospel came not unto you in word only." He's telling the believers at Thessalonica, Paul is. "For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power, in the Holy Spirit, and in much assurance, as ye know what manner of men we were among you for your sake." Paul's telling them, again, the gospel came not just by dead words, amen, but by the power, amen, the power of the Holy Ghost, amen, which has been bestowed by the grace of God upon me, Paul is saying. We see Paul at the end of his career, just before he's to be beheaded, in 2 Timothy with me, chapter 4. And Paul reminds us here at the end of his life of the power of God's grace working through him. He says in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 16 through 18, he says, "At my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me." Paul got down there, amen. End of his career, he's telling us. No one was there. He was deserted by his Christian friends, amen. He says, "I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge." It's only because of God's grace that Paul could say that and believe that in his heart. I really believe he meant that. That's the power of God. That's the fruit of the Spirit. "Notwithstanding," he says, "the Lord stood with me." Remember, my dear friend, you're never alone. Jesus said, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." You're not in the battle alone, even though all your Christian friends may turn against you and desert you. Amen. And you're going through that deep valley. "Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me." Not only did he stand with Paul, and he'll stand with you and strengthen me. Not only does he promise to stand with you, but he promises to strengthen you. "That by me the preaching might be fully known." Amen. That's the purpose. God's going to continue to use you whether you're on the mountain or in the valley, because he has a purpose in your life. Amen. To preach, to give the word out. "That all the Gentiles might hear, and I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion." I believe that lion, of course, is none other than Satan. "And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen." Here he's at the end of his life, and he tells us, hey, he reminds us, it's only because of the power of God's grace working through me that I'm able here to stand by myself at the end of my life, finish my course, amen. I've fought the good fight, I've finished my course, and I've kept the faith. Why? Because of the power of God. So we see then, as we come to a close here again, Paul's statement in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 in verse number 10. He says, "But by the grace of God I am what I am. His grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me." Paul realized his position, his possession, and his power were all attributed to him because of one thing and one thing only: God's grace. I pray God will help each and every one of us realize that same thing today. Without God's grace, we are in relationship to God. Without God's grace, this is our relationship to God. We're positionless, we're possessionless, and we're powerless, my dear friend. Oh, what a marvelous and wonderful gift that is, the grace of God. Well, thank you for joining me, Brother Gino, for another broadcast of the Pastor's Study. Amen. My dear friend, keep staying by the stuff. Keep holding the fort. Amen. Because our redemption draweth nigh. The King is coming soon. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Good day. And God bless.